it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the devices that you have and the various different platforms that you can grab, not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the entire network on. And Joe has pretty much all the devices. I'm buying him the last one he doesn't have for Christmas. Oops, that's out of the bag, but he likes to talk about them.
You're absolutely right about that, Bob. It's great to be able to take your radio on the go, and one of the great ways to do it is going to the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and that's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and there's also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check us out on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, and even more importantly, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. A wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and an app you can download to just about any device. That's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Proud to be a part of it. We're giving them a little bit of a taste of home, and if that's the little taste that they get for this particular day, I'm glad it's us.
I think I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. It's very, very well said. Well, we're getting up against it here. On the other side, Bob, we're going to set the table for a big hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and then we'll start knocking things down as we have a lot of ground to cover and not too much time to do it. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Well, welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Again, the phone number 1-800-878-7529. We've got a big hump day edition of the Attack here. A lot of football going on, as well as a guest in hour one, Steve Jacobson. He's no longer with Newsday. He's retired from that job, but the old columnist and author of a couple of books, and a friend and colleague of Bud Collins, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well.
Exactly right. I'm sure he wouldn't like to be called the old columnist from Newsday. I'm sure he'd much prefer the former columnist Newsday, as he's now retired. And as you said, good friend of Bud Collins, contemporary. We'll be able to share a lot of Bud Collins stories who passed early this week. And, you know, he was an iconic figure within tennis. So that'll be a nice change of pace from all the football talk, and time permitting at the end, we'll get to some tickets that were punched in the world of college basketball as Selection Sunday's 4 days away and 6 days away is the first four from Dayton, Ohio. So college basketball, boys, about to take center stage in a major, major way, and we'll get into it all. And again, as you said, 800-878-PLAY for the calls. If your Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. Bob, let's dive right in. Lots of football, lots of news, lots of activity. And I guess the place to start is, and we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because it was announced officially after we went off the air, and that's Calvin Johnson retires after 9 seasons in the NFL, all with the Detroit Lions. And in those 9 years, he ends up making just 2 playoff appearances.
Yep. I it's something that, you know, we have talked about. We saw it certainly with San Francisco's players, and other guys now around the league are following suit. Not everybody agrees that Calvin Johnson is going to stay retired, but we're at a point in the National Football League with all the concerns about head trauma, various different injuries, the shots these guys take. As physical as Calvin Johnson was, Megatron, the whole nine yards, it seems as if he's ready to step off the stage and preserve his health in the long term. He's still productive, Joe. He's still productive.
And incredibly productive and still one of the game's best receivers after his 9 years in the league. And, you know, it's another case of a guy, and we've seen more of this over the last couple of years, going out either on top or still with a lot of football left to be played in their body.
Yep, it's fair. And, a lot of it's just these guys, they're concerned about their head, and rightfully so. It's, you know, sometimes you just got to step off, and right now he's stepping off. Pac-Man Jones doesn't think it's going to be that way for the long term.
I don't care what Pac-Man Jones.
Well, you know, I consider the source, obviously, but
I don't know what sort of insight Pac-Man Jones has into Calvin Johnson. I don't know that there's any particular friendship of any kind. They didn't go to school together or anything like that. So I don't know what sort of insight Pac-Man Jones has. And again, as you said, we'll take it, you know, from whence it came, the source. I don't consider Pac-Man Jones a particularly reliable source. But, you know, it was funny. In hearing Calvin Johnson retire, I would obviously think, you know, being able to walk, you know, having all his faculties. I think that's one of the motivations. He hasn't really been clear what the motivations are for his retirement, but I could only assume it's in an effort to preserve his long-term health. He made a boatload of money. He'll have more money than his family will ever need, provided that he's taking care, you know, made smart investments and taking care of the millions and millions of dollars that he's made with the Detroit Lions over his career. And, you know, I'm really hard-pressed to see why. You know, he hasn't made it clear what the motivation is for his retirement. But again, as you said, it could have an awful lot to do with him wanting to preserve his long-term health and, you know, be able to age gracefully, which is something radically different than most football players in many ways are allowed to do. We've heard more and more of them complain about their minds and their bodies after stepping off the field. Maybe that's something Calvin Johnson doesn't want to do. He's accumulated all that money. He's accumulated great individual success. The only thing missing for him, and I guess this wasn't enough motivation to keep going, was team success. The Lions have only made the playoffs twice in his career and have never threatened for a Super Bowl in Calvin Johnson's career. So if there's anything missing or anything that would leave him unfulfilled about his playing career, it's probably that. But I guess that wasn't enough to overcome the worry and concern about the golden years of his life, and he decided to step out on top, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair and very accurate statement that you just made. You know, sometimes that is not enough motivation to get things going and keep you on the football field. And, you know, look, if you even look at the timeline, because this has been speculated now for, what, about 3 weeks, maybe even up to a month, right?
As soon as the Lions season ended, which was the end of the regular season, the rumors started.
Right, and then it got hot and heavier leading up to this announcement. And even in his statement, he didn't do it at the team facility. He actually did it on the Lions website. He talked about how after much thought and prayer and discussion with loved ones, I've made the decision to retire from the Lions and pro football. Let me assure you, this was not an easy or hasty decision. So, again, something that it took him time. Mm-hmm. He obviously has thought this out.
Right.
There is, I guess, in his mind, and we get paid to speculate because we don't have any inside source any more than Pac-Man Jones does, he wants to be able to walk and talk on the back end of his life. And he's made a ton of money, as you said, and I think very accurately, if he's done the right thing, he'll never have to worry about anything for the rest of his life. And, you know, who knows what next path ends up being chosen. And he steps off the stage. I mean, he has been brilliant. And albeit for we never got to the Super Bowl, one of the best wide receivers I've ever seen.
I mean, there's no question about it. And that, again, as we said, probably not enough motivation. You know, again, that statement, you know, that he put out, he made it clear, unlike Peyton Manning, he doesn't want a press conference. He just wants to move forward. It's no slight to the organization, no slight to the fans. This is the way he wants to do it. And he even apologized and said, you know, I'm not a press conference guy. Those that know me would understand that. This is how I'd like to move forward. Here's my statement. And he thanked everybody, the organization, the fans, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, I guess the motivation for ultimate team success is not enough to keep him on the field. And as much as some people like Peyton love the game and he struggled with retirement, I'm not saying Calvin Johnson didn't love the game, but I don't know how much he loves the game in that he's willing at this stage already with a lot of football left in him, you know, to walk away not only from Sundays, but all the things that lead up to Sunday. And there's nothing wrong with not loving the game as much as Peyton Manning. That's fine. That's Peyton Manning. You know, maybe Calvin Johnson values his health and his future well-being more than he loves going out and playing football. And while he wrestled with this decision, he was able to leave on top with a lot more football left in him and a lot more money to be made because he has enough money. He's had enough individual success. Ultimate team success is not enough motivation for him to put his health at risk. And maybe he'd just like to ride off into the sunset, get involved in some business ventures, and enjoy the back years of his life being able to walk up and down stairs and remember who people are.
That's exactly right. You know, and this is not dissimilar, because this happened in his organization once before. It's not dissimilar to what happened with Barry Sanders, who walked away at the peak of his skills. And he had had enough. His body was telling him, I want to be able to walk and talk. He made the call. He didn't have that inner flame still going, like Peyton Manning expressed in his press conference. And he walked away from football. I a lot of people are going to be critical of him. I'm not one of them, and I know you're not one of them. We don't want know what goes on inside to make those decisions.
You are exactly right about that, Bob. And on the other side, you know, we'll move on. We'll talk about how former Detroit Lions always retire early, and we'll look at Calvin Johnson, the pantheon of great receivers, next on the attack.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Me? I never see nothing.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking to some Calvin Johnson, one of the best ever, and stepping off the stage while there's still plenty of gas left in the tank, but a very personal, well thought out decision by Calvin Johnson. And he's going to step aside as a Detroit Lion.
Exactly right, Bob, and a great career in 9 seasons. Only 2 playoff appearances, but we're talking 731 catches, 11,619 yards. He averaged 16 yards a catch, 83 touchdowns, 86 yards a game. You know, it's an incredible career. While he's going out on top, and while the numbers are great in the 9 years, you know, there's a lot more meat on the bone, and had he stuck around another 4 or 5 years, the numbers would be tremendous, and they'd be up there with all those other Hall of Fame, well, all those Hall of Fame wide receivers that are already in Canton. Now, despite him leaving after 9 years, the level of dominance in those 9 years to me has me convinced that he's going to go into Canton in 2021 as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Because when you look, you know, in those 9 years, 6 times he was ranked among, he was amongst the top 10 pass catchers in the league. Twice he was number 1. In the 9 years, 6 times to the Pro Bowl, 3 times a first team All-Pro. And you know that's the biggie. For, you know, you make first team All-Pro with all the great wide receivers in this game.
Yeah.
You know, 3 times in 9 years. You know what that means? It doesn't mean just mean you're very good. It means you are at the top of the game as a wide receiver. And just a couple of other numbers. I don't like to go too stat heavy, but with somebody like Calvin that's leaving early and as a result won't be an all-time, you know, yards receiving leader, an all-time touchdown leader, we have to put his numbers and his dominance into context in his shorter run and basically then talk about where he's going to be in the pantheon of great receivers and how quickly he'll go into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You know, third most receiving yards in history in his first 9 seasons, behind only Jerry Rice and Torrey Holt. That should tell you something right there. Second in receiving yards before age 31, behind Randy Moss. And since his rookie year in 2007, he leads the NFL in receiving yards and TD catches. So when I look at that level of dominance over 9 seasons, much like Barry Sanders and his level of dominance over 10 seasons, to me, this makes Calvin Johnson a first ballot Hall of Famer. And, you know, we can make the Barry Sanders analogy. We can switch sports and make the Sandy Koufax analogy.
Yes.
You look at the length of the body of work of Sandy Koufax and the all-time career numbers, they don't quite stack up. But in that short window of dominance, he was as dominant as any player that ever played the game of baseball, and that's why he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I put Calvin Johnson in that same company. While at the end of the run, some of those receivers that played for 14 and 15 years for a career are going to have bigger numbers than Calvin Johnson, in his window, he was as dominant as any receiver in the game, and therefore, in my mind, should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, join Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson in that class of 2021.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice class, right?
Sure is.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Johnson, Peyton Manning, Marshawn Lynch will be a candidate, but he won't be a first ballot guy. Logan Mankins, because he's an interior lineman, those guys never get in the first ballot unless their name is John Hanna. But it's going to be some interesting guys to be considered.
Well, see, that could be a little fun little street ball thing in 2021. You know, we could play a little flag, hike the ball to Peyton, have him try to throw it to Megatron and have Woodson try to defend it.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Should do that in Canton, you know, after they go in. But those three probably, in my mind, no-brainers. Any argument about the resume of Calvin Johnson as it relates to first ballot Hall of Fame worthiness?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's always every year there's a new flavor that, oh, he's the best receiver in the game. Oh, he's the best receiver, you know, and they get compared. He's been the linchpin. He's been the guy. And, we talk about, and you quoted a lot of the stats.
I just wanted to put
No, but
in context, and I thought that was a place where stats and measure made some sense.
No, and it absolutely did, but I'm going to reinforce it by the consistency over the period of time he's been in the league. And it's not just, oh, okay, it's X amount of catches for X amount of yards, and he's a very good receiver. So, literally, since he came into the league, it's been top shelf. everything. And that consistency to maintain for the period of time that he's been in there, that in itself has been absolutely amazing. And he's just been one of those rare physical specimens that from the time he hit the field in the National Football League has dominated. He dominated coming in the door, and he's dominating going out the door. There's no in between. There was never, except, you know, for a little bit of injury, a moment where he wasn't the dominant guy on the football field, whereas we're fond of saying you had to game plan around him every time you were matching up against the Lions. It's a shame they didn't have more players that you had to game plan around, or they might have won more.
Well said. They're not a thing I can add, Bob, because that pretty much is Calvin Johnson. That is the legacy. We'll see in Canton in 2021. Best of luck. Pac-Man thinks he won't stay retired. I don't know that he's pulling a Brett Favre. You know, he's now been away from football. It's March. They ended their season in December. I believe this retirement announcement a lot more than when you say it right after the season ends. I just think he's done.
I agree guys, with you. 100.
You know, guys are allowed. They're allowed to be done.
Yep, absolutely.
He has to love it to the point where they have to keep going until they can't anymore. Pac-Man Jones said he's only going to stop when he physically can't do it. Well, that's Pac-Man Jones. That doesn't necessarily have to be Calvin Johnson. He played great. He gave everything he had. Doesn't want to give any more.
Yep.
But I was left thinking, why does every future Hall of Famer that goes and plays for the Detroit Lions leave after 9 or 10 seasons? You know, you made the analogy with Barry Sanders. He left after 10 years, still on top of his game. And I think he was only 30 or 31 years old as well. He was a young man as well who had three more years easily on the top of his game. He wasn't showing any slowdown. You know, 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls. You know, he was a first-team All-Pro several of those years. You know, he was truly an elite running back and hadn't slowed down at all. And like Calvin Johnson, didn't do a lot of winning in Detroit. And he also rode off into the sunset early and never looked back. You know, I don't know if there's a parallel here. I don't know if it's the years of failure and that there's no hope in the organization that motivates these guys to leave. But we've seen two future, likely first ballot Hall of Famers, one's already in, one will be in 2021, ride off into the sunset with some meat on the bone, some tread left on the tire, and left the game on top and left money on the table.
Well, I can give you one theory. They're both really smart guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barry is a very unique dude. He's very introspective. He always has been. You know, even he was one of those guys, he actually went to his classes at Okie State, which was a rare occasion. You know, if you've ever listened to him, he's very withdrawn. He's very quiet. But when he speaks, you can tell there's a brain working back there that actually gets it. Same thing with Calvin Johnson. You know, and I was searching around on the break. The guy was an engineering major at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, yeah.
Right, which not everybody is, but, I mean, it's an engineering school.
No offense, it's a lot easier to be a dummy at Oklahoma State than it is at Georgia Tech.
That's exactly right, and I'm living proof. But
you said it. Not,
you know,
I only thought it.
Engineering major, and
off there.
Here's a guy that, you know, obviously is bright. He's well thought out. And he made a very hard decision. Now, the decision is easier to make when you've made $150 million over the course of your career. But he felt the need to walk away. His family is important to him. His faith is important to him. And his eggs aren't scrambled. So with that being said, you know, he walks off into the sunset. I do think you raised a point, though, in that it's entirely valid that when you look at the team as constituted right now, they're probably not going to win for a little while. They could get better. But as far as being a Super Bowl contender in the next year or two, probably not going to be the case. And maybe that weighed into his judgment as well. It would be completely understandable. With Barry Sanders, other than him, they just flat out stunk.
Yeah, I mean, they had made a couple of playoff appearances in the Sanders tenure, much like in the Calvin Johnson era. And I think that's a good point. By the time
the Detroit Lions are true contenders for a Super Bowl, well, then there won't be any tread left on the Calvin Johnson tire. I understand it's a league where things can change quickly, but we're realistic. We don't believe they could get there. Maybe he didn't believe they could get there either, Bob.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assumption.
As you said, you know, there are a lot of questions left unanswered, but he's going to move on and get on to the next phase of his life. We applaud him for it. It's his choice. It's his life. Enjoy it and embrace it. On the other side, Steve Jacobson, former columnist at Newsday and noted author, will help us memorialize and celebrate the life of the great Bud Collins. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our pleasure to have Steve Jacobson come on board, former columnist for Newsday, a prolific author in his own right, and a friend of Bud Collins, and they did a lot of Wimbledon together, and he's here to share a couple of stories with us. Good morning, Steve. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. I wouldn't say I was a good friend of Bud, but we used to make contact at Wimbledon and tennis tournaments, and I think we enjoyed each other. I enjoyed him very much.
Well, you know, Bud, I mean, you know, Steve, I'm sorry. Bud was known, obviously, for the flamboyant clothes, but by all accounts, when you were on that tennis circuit covering tennis, in addition to the explosive close and the loud close, he was one of the sweetest and gentlest people you will ever find. You know, talk about the kindness that was Bud Collins.
Well, what I recall is that he was very friendly and traveling at the tennis circuit most with an Italian journalist who used to call him Collini and made him an honorary Italian, which showed me the kind of international affection that people had for him. That Bud, the tennis crew, some of us were intermittent. We weren't regulars, but he at Wimbledon he set up a routine to stay at a place called Dolphin Square, which it then was the largest residential housing area in the world, and it was good. It wasn't quite as convenient in the center of London as the hotels, but the hotels were expensive, and for the same price you could get a bedroom and a kitchen and a living room and sometimes a second bedroom at Dolphin Square for the same money. And Bud had the whole traveling crew staying there. I went with my wife and my kids several times, and it just was part of the event, the total, that Bud was there and he would be around and conversation with everybody. Food in London at the time that I was there with him. Well, food was not particularly the high spot of being in London, but somehow Bud found a restaurant named Santa Croce, and whatever influence he had them stay open late because they played tennis until 9 o'clock when it got dark in London at that time of year, and they would hold the doors open and keep kitchen help and serving help in Santa Croce until midnight for the for Bud Collins' crew. And I went back years later, and somehow the waiter recognized me and asked about the children and remembered what they ate. It was delightful being around Bud. One of the things, his wit was quite good. He had somehow the cameraman found one of the princesses in London in England, and the camera put on her and it looked like she was picking her nose, and Bud piped up. He says, "What a wonderful backhand the princess has." He was a good guy to be around, a lot of good things.
Hey, Steve, we're joined by Steve Jacobson, author and columnist. And, he was known for the loud outfits and everything else, but he coined some phrases, not the least of which was breakfast at Wimbledon, that have carried on and will carry on for eternity, really. His passion for the game, however, and he truly loved tennis and loved to talk about it, didn't he?
Yes, and he wasn't limited to tennis with the Boston Globe, but he was Mr. Tennis, if you could say such a thing. And one of the great things about being a general columnist, as I was, and being there with Bud, is that he would share his depth of knowledge with other people. He could give you, for somebody like me, my inclinations were much more toward baseball and basketball, and Bud would tell you what was important and give you background that made you a better reporter and a better analyst of the situation. He was very free with the whole world's people writing tennis. Very good guy to be around.
You know, it's funny, for those that weren't regular tennis watchers and only really paid attention to tennis during the majors, the thing they noticed about Bud Collins, the older gentleman with the loud clothes. Do you know the genesis of the of him getting and deciding to always wear these expressive and loud clothes? Was it something akin to Lindsey Nelson back in the day?
Probably. I can't tell you the origin of it. I know that he wore red pants and dressed like that, but it was the whimsy of the man. He was authoritative and a good man, but he had a delightful sense of humor. If you went to dinner with him or were just around him, he was great company. One other story that tells me something deeper about Bud. Bud's first wife died, and he remarried a Jewish woman. And obviously, Collins was not Jewish. He married a Jewish woman who had a small child, and they were married for several years. And the little boy was growing up, and then she died too. And that's doubly tragic. But Bud Collins enforced her wishes to have the little boy prepared when he was 13 years old to be bar mitzvahed, which to me was an enormous act of whatever you want to say, of the man's generosity, of his awareness, and all of those good things that you would hope for. It was there, and the little boy grew up under Bud's wing.
That's a pretty remarkable story, and the couple of the stories that you've told about Bud are remarkable. Everything from making sure that everybody had a place to eat in Wimbledon when, at the time that you were going across the pond to cover Wimbledon, food wasn't the highlight in London and the restaurants were closed. And you talked about him making sure you had a place to eat and also making sure everybody else had a place to eat at night after they were done covering Wimbledon, making sure the boy got his bar mitzvah. Are there other great stories about Bud that you can share with us in the next couple of minutes?
Those are my best. If I could sit down and look at the stories. Bud was very good in depth of tennis, because that was the time that I was there, and much of the time of the 80s and the 90s was the golden age of American tennis. The American players were at the top of the list, and Jimmy Connors and McEnroe brought a characteristic that the old guard in Europe didn't care for. And Bud was a very keen observer of how Borg and McEnroe had great respect for each other, but they didn't like each other. Ivan Lendl was the European who came from the communist side of the wall and played against the Americans, and there was some animosity or just a bit of edge, not outright hostility. I wouldn't say that, but animosity, and you looked forward to the tennis, to the late rounds of Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, of who was going to play each other, and you looked forward to it. I don't think we have that anymore. Maybe it's American chauvinism that the top of the list now is European, and then it was American, and tennis was very popular in investment money, indoor tennis courts, and people booking time in advance or playing, and it's not that way to that extent anymore. Tennis was a different game. It was not in the Big Four, but it was pressing close, and the U.S. Open was sold out a year in advance. It still is. It's still a very fashionable thing, but it doesn't hold the American attention the way it did. And Bud was part of bringing that home. of watching him at breakfast at Wimbledon, of the things he did. And he brought another dimension to tennis coverage, people rather than backhands and forehands. He was the instrumental force, like a baseball announcer who had his inflammation of Vince Scully broadcasting the Dodgers, but was he gave that, and tennis was like that in this country.
Steve, we got you for about 90 seconds. You know, at one point in time, Collins was doing play-by-play, and he'd use his imaginary Uncle Studley, and Steffi was Fraulein Forehand, and Borg was the angelic assassin, and Venus and Serena were the sisters' sledgehammers. And back in 83, they moved him out of play-by-play, and they put him on analysis, and NBC kind of bounced him around a little bit on the back end of his career and maybe didn't treat him with the respect that he deserved. Any resentment out of Bud in the minute we have left?
I never saw that. I don't think he ever brought it. Maybe it was inside him, and if he got down and talked to him intellectually about his role, but he brought everything he had to every broadcast that I ever saw and every tournament he was on. He enjoyed the whole thing and tried to transmit his enjoyment.
Steve, we can't thank you enough for a few minutes of your valuable time. I thought your insight into Bud was incredible. You told some great stories, and you really spotlighted not only Bud Collins, the tennis analyst, but Bud Collins, the man, and we can't thank you enough for a few minutes.
Very glad to have some insight into him. Pleasure.
It's really a pleasure. Anything on the newsstand, on the newsstands or on the bookshelves we should be looking for from the pen of Steve Jacobson?
It's not on tennis, but it's on compulsive gambling. And I had an opportunity to work with the man who was the director of the Council on Compulsive Gambling in New Jersey. And he had some tragic stories to tell. And I have to say, if you look on Amazon, which is not my best friend, I have 43 readers' evaluations, 5-star. I'm pretty proud of that. I'm much more proud to have brought the insight of Arnie Wexler to the gambling problem, and the story that he told of the 86 Giants marching on to the Super Bowl, and a man calls Arnie the Monday after the Super Bowl, which the Giants won, and Arnie recognized his voice as somebody who had called him repeatedly during the year. And he said, Arnie, I lost $22,000 on the Super Bowl. And Arnie said, how could you lose? You're a Giant fan. The Giants won the Super Bowl. And the man said, I couldn't wait for the outcome of the game. I bet on the coin toss, which tells me something.
That's scary, but also impactful. Steve, again, thanks so much. It was really a pleasure. Nothing but the best, and we'll talk to you again down the line. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Steve Jacobson, former columnist at Newsday, author extraordinaire. Go to Amazon, check out that book. While it may not be warm and fuzzy, it'll be enlightening. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, short and sweet coming back, my friend. It was great having Steve Jacobson on board. And, you know, a lot of good stories about Bud. And you know, he was a one-of-a-kind guy. And you know, I thought Steve made one really quick point that was good, Joe, in that he said, at one time when Collins was involved and he was the one pushing it, tennis actually started pushing the big four as far as the sports went before it fell back down the ladder.
Yes. Well, you know, when Americans were having that success, when you had Connors and McEnroe,
yep,
and Borg wasn't an American, but fans gravitated towards him. Then there was also at that time Ely Nastassi. Vitas Gerulaitis was an American. There were quite a few personalities and talented players in tennis at that time, and that's when it was peaking. And then as less and less Americans had influence near the top, it started to slide back down the mountain.
Yep.
But great memories of Bud Collins from Steve Jacobson. Well, that's a wrap for hour one. Hour two is going to be football, 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 and maybe a little college basketball. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news on Sports Byline. Then Bob and I will be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
You
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
No surprises on the Republican side other than how big Trump's win was in Mississippi.
Political expert Dr. Sean Forman says the results of Tuesday's Republican primaries in Michigan and Mississippi. Bernie Sanders is the surprise winner of Michigan's Democratic presidential primary, while Hillary Clinton ran up an overwhelming victory over Sanders in Mississippi. Donald Trump scored wins in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Ted Cruz won Idaho's GOP primary. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll finds that most voters don't like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. 56% of registered voters surveyed said they could not vote for Clinton. Two-thirds say they don't see themselves voting for Trump. Bill Gates says Apple and the U.S. government might be able to reach an agreement when it comes to knowing consumers' iPhone information. The Microsoft co-founder talked about the issue yesterday during a Reddit chat. Gates suggested that the FBI and Apple could strike a balance between the government knowing things in certain cases and having safeguards to make sure those powers are limited. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Nine teenagers are suing Ohio's Secretary of State over the right to vote. Tammy Rose has the story.
The teens, who are all 17, allege Secretary of State John Husted is refusing to allow them to vote in next week's primaries. They say state law allows 17-year-olds to vote in presidential primaries if they are 18 at the time of the general election in November. The teens allege Ohio's election manual was changed to specifically forbid 17-year-olds from voting in the primaries. But Husted says the law banning 17-year-olds from primary voting has been clear for 30 years.
This is the way it's been. There's nothing new here. This is my sixth year as Secretary of State. Every primary that I've been involved in has been run by these same rules.
I'm Tammy Rose.
The private space travel company Blue Origin plans to send people into space next year. The company, founded by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, says it will conduct test flights with people in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The Scripps Research Institute may have found a way to slow the growth of certain types of cancer. Randy Fuller has the details.
They published their new study yesterday, and it says that a molecule called CBR5884 slows the production of the amino acid responsible for the growth of breast cancer, lung cancer, and melanoma by 30%. The molecule does not help with other types of cancer, however. I'm Randy Fuller.
Being out of shape could put young people at higher risk to develop diabetes regardless of their actual weight. Research out of Sweden finds that those who don't take part in regular exercise or have poor muscle strength could increase their risk for type 2 diabetes. Those who had the worst fitness were three times more likely to develop diabetes than those who had better measures of aerobic capacity and strength. A team of surgeons at the Cleveland Clinic are sharing details about the nation's first uterus transplant today. Dr. Andrea Tsakas says he understands how important this is to women that are unable to conceive.
I believe the birth of my daughter was the happiest moment of my life by far. So I can understand what the birth of a child means.
Doctors say the procedure offers hope to an estimated 3-5% of women worldwide who suffer from uterine factor infertility. That's a condition where a woman is either born without a uterus or has suffered irreversible uterine damage. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic performed the surgery late last month on a 26-year-old woman who did not have a uterus. The donor uterus came from a woman who had died. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And there you go. Saddle up for hour two of the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sonny Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA as we get ready to set the table for hour two on the other side. But we got all kinds of platforms in which you can get on not only the show, but the network as well. Joe's got all of them. I'm going to surprise him at Christmas. Well, maybe not so much. It'll be a present, but not a surprise.
And there you go, Bob. A lot of ways to take Sports Byline on the go. Start by going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that will allow you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check us out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, and a few you probably can't, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very similar situation. An app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. A wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Indeed, they do. It's a little bit of taste of home from us. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. Thank you, Hefe, for getting it all started.
Exactly right about that, Bob. We got a big hour, too. Hour one was dominated by the discussion on the retirement of Calvin Johnson, and then we mixed in a little tennis with Steve Jacobson talking about the life and times of the late, great Bud Collins. But on the other side, we're going to dive into all the rumored movement around free agency, as a lot of this will not become official until 4 p.m. today. Some of it's already in place, some of it yet to be in place. We'll talk about it all and dissect it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't know. I don't think I want to go to the chair. Do you want to go to the chair?
No.
Nah.
That's not like fun.
Nah,
I took a shit one, but...
Hey, Joey, before we set it up, one last thing about Megatron. And we'll give out all the 411 on this hour. You know, you and I are both fond of the ESPN commercials that they do. They come up with some very clever things, not the least of which, and this falls into my top five. If you remember at the height of Megatron, where they turned him into a vending machine.
I don't even remember that one.
Yeah, it was great. He's in the hallway, and they got him. He was literally dressed up like almost like a transformer. And they put coins into his slot to get a soda, and then he turned back into Calvin Johnson, disappeared down the hall.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a good one. It was one of their better efforts.
That's funny. I mean, they've done a lot of great commercials. That's where I give ESPN an awful lot of credit. They do some real brilliant, real humorous commercials, and
Swedish Chef.
Yeah, Swedish Chef.
Yeah, Otto Palmer measuring out the lemonade and the iced tea.
I love that one. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Good stuff. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table, my friend.
It's basically going to be 90% NFL the rest of the way, and we'll try and squeeze in some college hoops as a few tickets are being punched, you know, in some of the smaller conference tournaments, and number one seed's not doing so hot. So we'll get to that at the back end, but we got to dive into all this activity in free agency. We got the Raiders getting active, ton of cap space, and they're on the cusp of being a very, very good football team, Bob.
Yep.
You know, over the last few years, they've been awful, and they've been able to draft a quarterback, a wide receiver. They brought in the number two receiver. They found a running back. They found a stud pass rusher who's turned out to be one of the very best defensive players in all the National Football League. They haven't given out any bad contracts, and they find themselves awash in cash this offseason. Well, they started getting busy, and they're adding some pieces that were missing. They're getting aggressive, and they're putting themselves in a position to be a contender for not only the AFC West crown, as the AFC is going to find West is going to find itself in transition this year with some of the upheaval in Denver and some of the other teams that are not quite ready yet for prime time. That said, they had Kelechi Osemele, who was the best guard available in free agency. That'll fortify the interior of their offensive line. They add Bruce Irvin. You want to talk about an intriguing second pass rusher opposite Khalil Mack? Wow. That's frightening. I mean, that now you've got that two-headed pass rushing attack. I heard that they're rumored to be in play for a lot of people. They're nowhere near done with the volume of money they have. Look for them to add another pass rushing defender, probably somebody amongst one of the defensive ends. So they'll be in play there as well. They're looking at adding a running back to pair with Latavius Murray. So they're kind of on their way. And I think when it's all said and done, you're going to see that they're one of the major players in free agency. They're going to sign a lot of guys. They're going to draft judiciously. And when you look at their roster after the conclusion of the draft, you're going to be like, boy, they've really got something together, and they're ready to build on the success and the foundation that they've built over the last couple of years.
You know something? They're one of the teams that you and I were a little bit ahead of the curve with as far as their ability to contend. We both liked Jacksonville a whole lot. I liked what the Raiders were doing. And it just goes to show you that, and it doesn't always work out this way because I want to be fair about it, but when ownership and upper management leave the job of choosing football players to people who actually know what they're doing, you can rebuild and rebound in a hurry. Now, it always helps when you have you're drafting at the top of the draft, but in the case of Reggie McKenzie and the Oakland Raiders, look at how right they got it. You know, Derek Carr, who I was not high on, and I'm upfront about when I make my mistakes, has turned into their franchise quarterback. They got their stud wide receiver in Amari Cooper.
A guy you also weren't that high on.
Well, no, him I liked. I didn't like Julio Jones as much. And Mac, they got their impact pass rusher. Now they're adding to the parts. And when you can add to the core parts of really what are the three essentials, then you're off to the races. And McKenzie's done a wonderful job. You know, look, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes you draft guys that just don't pan out. But in those three guys, he set the core of this franchise up to be successful for the foreseeable future. And now they can supplement. Man, what a devastating defense they potentially have with two guys that you have to keep an eye on who could be anywhere on the field and lining up at literally almost any position.
There's no question about it, Bob. And the formula that they're using is the right formula. They've been judicious in their spending in free agency. And that's been a smart, smart strategy. And now they have the benefits of having that money when they're ready to contend. The draft has been where they've laid their foundation. And I think you said it perfectly. Now they're going to complement or supplement what's already been built through the draft. And they're going to go out and get a lot of those missing pieces. You know, and Osemele, the best available interior lineman.
Yep.
Now you grab a guard, you upgrade your offensive line. You're going to go out and grab a second running back to complement Murray. Maybe you go out and play for another receiver to complement your two quality starters. You go out and maybe get a third pass rusher because of the volume of riches that you have. You know, then you can address your back line. You've got to replace Charles Woodson and everything else. But they have the money to do it. And they're in a position to do a lot of that through free agency and use the draft now with the foundation that they've built and the money they have available to get impact players irrespective of position and have these guys be added to the mix, not necessarily as rookies, but in their second and third year. And you can use the draft the way it was always intended to be used and the way it's always worked best. When you draft not out of need, but out of finding the best available players, irrespective of position, and you build depth of talent in this league where I don't care how much the cap goes up, it's a salary cap business. At some point, when you get good, you start to lose talent. So with that being the case, when you draft well, You now have guys that can step right in. So now that the base is built, they have the opportunity this year with all that money to supplement and fortify that base, put themselves in a position to contend or perhaps win the AFC West because of the transition that's going on there, be a real contender in the AFC, and also build your talent base so that way 3 or 4 years from now, when you're one of the haves as opposed to the have-nots, and all of a sudden you have to lose guys because it's going to cost you too much to keep them, you'll have a young but experienced and less expensive replacement that is there ready to step in.
That's a fair statement and a very accurate statement. We're going to get up against it here, and I'll start this discussion, but it seems as if Oakland's kind of viewing Asemele as their left tackle.
No, they brought back their left tackle from last year and kept him on the roster. I mean, they're paying him, but this market's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying him big money, but I think he's staying inside at guard. You know, we'll start the discussion here. You know, we'll go over who's left on that roster that's probably staying at tackle, at least for the short term, and we'll take a look at how their offensive line is going to stack up on the other side before we move on to the other real major player, well, one of the other real major players thus far, and that's Jacksonville,
yeah,
who has signed pieces, but even with the pieces they haven't yet signed, they're in play for everybody. Because if you think Oakland has a lot of money, well, Jacksonville has even more.
And they're spending it in the right places.
And they exactly are. And we'll talk about that as we move along. But first, let's finish talking Raiders, address the offensive line and the direction that's going to take before we dive into Jacksonville and the New York Giants. All next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
I don't know about that. I think the Oakland Raiders are hosing the rest of the league right now. It's good moves. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We'll explore them, Jacksonville, and all the other free agent signings that are going to come into place, and we'll be talking about all of them here on the Attack.
Exactly right, Bob. Now, there's speculation out there that Assembly kicks outside to tackle, and he played tackle last year with Baltimore. Spent most of his career at guard. He actually stood up very well as a left tackle, but he's a Pro Bowler, all-pro caliber guard. I don't know that he's an all-pro or Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. With that said, they're, you know, and they didn't get it taken care of, and I thought they would with the embarrassment of riches that they had. We thought it would have been advisable to take care of this before the free agency signing period started. Donald Penn's a veteran. He's 32 yeah. years old. He's got a couple of years left. He's played very well at left tackle for them. To me, with all this money available, and the Raiders are one of these teams that have to spend almost all of it. You know, they haven't spent. So they've got to spend just about all that $70 million. They can't keep much left over because they'll violate the collective bargaining agreement. So with that said, and Donald Penn has expressed a desire to stay in Oakland, said now it's on the Oakland Raiders to make him a competitive offer. I think what they should do, Penn at left tackle, kick Osemele back inside, right, at least for the short term. And, boy, you've really got something along your offensive line. Obviously, with the length of the deal for Osemele, he might move outside in 2 or 3 years as Donald Penn rides off into the sunset. But at this point with the Raiders, money's not a factor.
Right.
You know, and I think Penn on the outside at left tackle with Osemele inside gives you your better offensive line and makes you lethal. And a couple of years down the line, when Penn rides off into the sunset, you could kick Osemele outside because you're already paying him tackle money, but you can afford to do so this year.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what they're going to do, but I do think they view him as the left tackle of the future. I guess it really depends on whether or not they want to approach Penn about reworking some money. Or
it's a free agent, Bob.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's on the right deal to bring him back.
Right. The big thing was he was a free agent. They didn't get anything worked out
beforehand. That's right.
You know,
right,
before today at 4 p.m., which means he's going to hit the open market. He's expressed a desire to come back. He just needs to see if it's mutual between him and the Raiders.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, at his age, he's not going to get really long term from anybody. But if he gets the right deal at the right price, I could see him fitting in for a couple of years and making that work. You know, one thing, and we talked about this with the Raiders for a long period of time, Joe, they didn't spend a lot of money. And as you said, they now need to spend a certain amount in order to stay within the rules. But we often talked about the fact that as they were starting to get better, where they did spend some money were on short-term dollar-friendly deals with guys like Justin Tuck and guys that weren't going to be on the roster a couple of years down the line when they got better.
This is that year.
Yep. And now they can afford to spend that money. Their game plan that they put in place moving forward, and again, I give a lot of credit to McKenzie for doing the job right when he came in. It's really going to bear fruit. You know, like Kansas City was everybody's trendy pick last year, and they ended up, you know, getting on that nice streak and running themselves to the playoffs. Oakland's going to be that trendy pick next year. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. I mean, I've got another trendy pick for you, and I think that's where we'll go because I think that the Raiders are going to continue to be aggressive. And again, in my mind, if they're smart, man, I'm telling you, you've got money to burn. And I'm not here to do Reggie McKenzie's job because he's shown he can do quite well on his own. But I love kicking Osemele inside on the short term, bringing back Donald Penn on a 3-year type deal. Don't know that he ever gets to the third year. If you have to cut him, front load the deal, give him a lot of his money up front. You can afford it. You got a ton of cap room this year. And, keep Osemele inside, all of a sudden you're going to have a great pass blocking and great road grading offensive line. And you're going to have all this skill position talent. You got pass rushers. In that AFC West, with the transition that it's in, this young group starting to grow together, and now you're adding pieces, they are going to be one of the dangerous teams in the AFC going forward, Bob.
No question about it. And the other aspect of that, Joe, is why put additional pressure on this kid by kicking him outside?
Well, he played outside.
No. I know he did. I know he did. But you got the pressure of the free agent package that he just got. Everybody reacts differently. You want to live up to the money.
Okay.
You know, if you can ease him in inside next to the steady veteran in Donald Penn and just let him road grade and then eventually move him outside, it might not be a bad way to go. I'm in accord with you on this.
All righty. Let's see what happens. We got to watch. Everybody's got to make everybody happy. I think it gets done because they have money to burn. And even they can't find enough people, even with some of the holes they have to fill to throw at it, you know, because there's other people out there with money and people are going all different places. Another active player. And they're extremely active. And I've talked about how smart they've been, you know, over recent vintage. $82 million almost. $81,986,000. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got an embarrassment of riches available. And it's a division that is wide open. Houston made the playoffs, but they don't have a quarterback as it stands today. Indianapolis, outside of their quarterback, who was all beat up, doesn't have a ton of talent, and there are real issues there. You have a quarterback who very quietly was second in the league in touchdowns thrown last year. You very quietly found not one, not two, but three receivers. You're in a position, you're poised, and I thought they were going to make the move last year as the year was wearing on because of the weakness of the division. They didn't do it. This offseason, they're going to do it, and they're going to win the AFC South because they're going to make all the moves that they need to make, and they're going to have an embarrassment of riches all over the football field, from the wide receiver position to the tight end position. They're going to fortify that offensive line. They're going to have depth and quality at running back with all kinds of different looks, and they are going to address their biggest and most pressing issues, which is all over that defense. They're going to end up with pass rushers, run stuffers, guys that can defend it on the back line. And when they're all said and done, a lot of that almost $90 million is going to be spent. It's going to be spent well. And this team is going to be very, very dangerous to deal with.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement all the way around. And quite honestly, in that division, unless Jacksonville makes a major move, Gus Bradley will be looking for work. And you and I both think he's a terrific coach.
And with the level of talent they're going to give him, he'll make that major move, otherwise out of job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He'll be down the road unless they're certainly competitive to the point of being in the playoff hunt until the very end, if not having to win the division.
Well, I mean, I think they're, you know, and I think I'm making this pick now. It's March 9th, 2016. They've just started their work. I'm already telling you they're going to win the division because they're going to be able to get an impact player in the draft because they'll draft early enough. They've started spending money, and they still have a ton of money left to spend.
No question about it.
They start out by bringing in one of the plums of this free agent class, and that's Malik Jackson. Boy, did they spend for Malik Jackson. 6 years, $90 million, $42 million guaranteed. Kicks inside in their 4-3 defense and will be one of the very best two-way defensive tackles in this game. Because not only is he a great run stuffer, here's a guy at about 300 pounds kicked inside a tackle that does something that defensive tackles in 4-3 schemes don't often do, and that's get up after the quarterback. He will have an impact in their pass rush, which they desperately need, and he's going to be a difference maker right out of the box, and he's really going to help that Jacksonville defense.
Yep, and you get Cedric Marks back, you know, who missed almost the entire 2015 season. That's a guy that can give you impact. You talk about in the middle and being able to stuff. Oh, my God, how much fun will that be?
And they already have Tyson Alualu. They're going to get Dante Fowler back.
Yep.
Was their first-round draft pick last year who missed the entire year. They're going to be able to go into the draft this year and perhaps get another pass rusher. You know, so they're going to have an embarrassment of riches along that front four defensively when it's all said and done. They're adding Chris Ivory for a big contract. I like Chris Ivory as a player. You got to have guys you can rotate in with them. He runs so hard, bangs himself up so much. He is an impact. He will be an impact player for them, you know, in concert with TJ Yeldon and Shoelaces. And I think they're going to have a dynamite running attack to help Blake take some pressure off of Blake Bortles. They're going to fortify that offensive line. Between the draft and free agency, when it's all said and done, they should have still money left over and no holes to address.
Yep, I think that's a fair statement. And, you know, you mentioned the power running aspect of Ivory. You know, Yeldon's a power runner as well. And, you know, look, they get hurt because they try to inflict pain as much as absorb it. This is a nice move on their part. Caldwell's doing a nice job down there. And, oh, by the way, funny how they're working the money around. You know who his assistant is down there?
No.
Idzik.
Well, he's great. He's great at massaging cap. You know, now he's an assistant, and that works out perfect.
Yep.
Because you've got somebody else making the decisions on who we actually bring in. But like the Oakland Raiders, here's the realization. Why spend money to bring in guys on not necessarily good deals or even good deals that are not going to change us from being bad to good? So what we'll do is we'll keep and accumulate all that money. And when we're on the cusp, and they are, quarterback, multiple wide receivers, running back, a couple of stud defensive players, they're on their way. They're close. Got $90 million to play with and a high and picks the top of the rounds.
Yep.
Go get it. Go fortify it. Division's wide open. Now you go take it. This is the year you spend. Idzik and company, you know, Idzik left Caldwell in a position that he had plenty of money to spend. And guess what he's going to do? This year he's going to spend it.
Yep. And it looks like he's starting to spend it wisely.
Exactly right, Bob. On the other side, more on the Jaguars, and then we'll get to another one of the major players in free agency. We'll tell you who next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll free. It's for Lee at Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're talking to some NFL free agency, and Joe and I are both in accord, man. Jacksonville and Oakland not done yet, making major moves to start out with here as free agency opens up, and they got some impact guys right off the bat.
Well, another team that started, Bob, and they're nowhere near done, and they're going to be major players all over the place. They're continuing in their efforts to restructure deals and everything else and make even more room, and they are going to reshape this roster because this is Jerry Reese's last chance, and that's the New York Football Giants. They bring back JPP 1 year, $10 million, or $10.5 million. Some of that is incentives because I've read 1 year, $10.5 million. I've read 1 year, up to $10.5 million. So I don't know how much of this is incentives, what type of incentives, and how much of it's actual dollars. But what I do know is, in many ways, it's a show-me deal for JPP. Giants have an embarrassment of riches under the cap this year. They have to. They're going to spend it. They're one of those 10 that have to spend it. And here's the skinny on it. They're going to go after it. Hey, you paid him $10.5 million. Let's say it's a show-me deal because of length. The dollars are, some are incentives, some are actual. They're in line, but I think they're a little bit much for a guy who has 8.5 fingers. And while he was productive last year, he only had one sack in 8 games. I get the move for the Giants. He's 27. He wanted to come there. He left money on the table with Arizona.
Right.
He thanked Arizona, but he said, my heart's with the New York Giants, even after everything that's gone on. I love JPP when, to me, he was JPP. Even before the hand injury, he hasn't been the same guy to me for the last several years. I don't know that he's a guy that you can rely on to be that number one pass rusher. And I'm not sure this was the best direction for the New York Giants to go. I might have been more enamored with Mario Williams. I certainly would have loved to have had Charles Johnson come to the Giants, but he turned down a lot of money from the Giants to go back to Carolina because, like JPP, his heart was where he played his entire career. So Charles Johnson goes back 1 year, $3 million to Carolina, leaves years and money on the table. JPP leaves money on the table in years, comes back to the Giants for 1 year, up to $10.5 million. I don't know that he's going to give that awful pass rush of the Giants the kick in the pants that it needs. But what I also do know is they're nowhere near done going out and acquiring pass rushers, and I'm going to tell you why. Miami's rescinded. This just broke a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
Miami's rescinding the transition tag on Olivier Vernon. So they're going with Mario Williams, Cameron Wake, and Donovan Sue as the core of their defensive line. So the line got more expensive. Don't know if it got any better, but it got more expensive. Olivier Vernon's out there. Anybody and everybody can negotiate with him, and there's no right of first refusal by Miami or anything else. Olivier Vernon's young. He's 26. He's an emerging pass rusher. Coupled with JPP, that might be a very intriguing duo. Also, doesn't mean Robert Ayers Jr. is out of play for them or any of these other guys. They could be the type of team with all the money they have to bring in three and maybe even four pass rushers and get that dynamic rotation, as their pass rush was so putrid last year that they dealt with so many injuries that they're going to want to have depth.
Yep, I think that's fair. Miami's also contemplating backing out of the Alonzo trade, but we'll see how that plays out. The thing with Pierre Paul, and it there's layers to this. The organization stayed loyal to him after the idiocy. He stayed loyal to the organization, and he obviously worked hard to get back. After the season, he had surgery so he can get away from the club. And you and I, you know, obviously watch a lot of football and certainly saw a lot of him. He couldn't grip anything last year. He was a one-handed player. And without the ability to use that second hand, without the club, he's not going to be anywhere near what he was previously. Now, that still may not happen. But he did the surgery. The whole intent of it was where he can wear a glove and actually be a two-handed football player again. I mean, I'm sure the Giants have done some diligence as far as making sure that after the surgery, he's going to have some grip strength. Otherwise, to me, it's a complete waste of money. He was not a $10 million a year player last year. And if he has to play the same way, then it's thrown away money.
I don't even think he was a $10 million player the year before. The numbers say yes, but they were kind of deceiving.
Right.
It was all against, you know, a decimated Redskins and Titans offensive line. When he had to step up and be the guy in key spots, 2 years ago even, Jason Pierre-Paul was invisible. They seem to think he's finally clear of all the back woes. And if they figured out how he can effectively use the hand, and he is a somewhat two-handed football player, maybe he can be that impact guy. You see, the risk here is not so much on the contract, because let's say he doesn't pan out. Bye.
Right, it's 1 year. Yeah, right,
it's 1 year, and we got money to burn, and we got to spend it.
The risk is on the field.
Exactly. Well said. That's where the risk is, on the field. Everybody's under pressure to win now with Eli Manning, the money to spend this year, et cetera, et cetera. If he doesn't come out and give you those double-digit sacks, and if he isn't that impact guy along your defensive line, well, you're not going to be able to rebuild that defense. So to me, this was risky. I probably would have went another direction. That said, you had money to burn. If you end up in a position where you go at it from an embarrassment of riches standpoint and not all of your success at that position is based just on JPP performing up to JPP of old standards, well, then I get it. And, you know, it could be with that number 10 pick in the draft, maybe you go Shaq Lawson or something along those lines, and hopefully he can hit the ground running. You go after an Olivier Vernon, who's probably at this point the best remaining pass rusher on the market, and you bring him in for big dollars. I know they're also going to fortify the interior of that defensive line. They're in play and working hard on bringing in Damon Harrison.
Right.
So now you'll finally have something they haven't had in Giant land. One of the things about the Giants, they always had slightly smallish D tackles. And I'm a big believer those two D tackles got to have some size, and even that middle linebacker, that big three up the middle, has to have some size for you to be stout and run defense. Damon Harrison will have that. Won't help you your pass rush. But the guy next to him, Jonathan Hankins, is also a 300-pound-plus guy. He's a comfortable 320. Not only is he great against the run, but you know that guy is a factor.
Right.
Pass rush. You get that one of those two defensive tackles being a factor in pass rush, coupled with a bunch of defensive ends, improve the secondary play because you're bringing in Janoris Jenkins to go with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. You now have great bookend corners. Get another corner or two of quality for depth. Bring in George Aloka from Cincinnati to play safety next to Landon Collins. Figure out what you're going to do with linebacker. And now you're talking on defense.
Yeah. I mean, look, one of the parts of the problem with the Giants, I mean,
to do all that and more.
Yeah, but aside from a scarcity of talent the last few years, is injury is factored in as well. So, I mean, if they can accumulate some depth, they might have something going. Look, this team puts points up on the board, Joe. And, I mean, they still have decisions to make on that side. But it's all about the defense
the money
right now.
They have, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's all about defense right now.
They're going to. I've heard they're in play for Lamar Miller, the running back out of Miami, who I still don't understand why they let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a two-way guy, catch it out of the backfield. Eli Manning will love him, and Ben McAdoo will use him well. It looks like they lost the guy they were targeting to be, you know, one of their top three receivers to go with Odell Beckham Jr. And if Victor Cruz is still around. Marvin Jones looks like he's signing with the Lions and taking most of the cap money that Calvin Johnson left available with his retirement, and he's going to go compliment Golden Tate. So, you know, he's off the market. Maybe Mohamed Sanu is in play for the Giants. I don't know where they necessarily go now for that receiver opposite Odell Beckham Jr. They may have to look at the draft or something else, but,
right.
You know, that's an issue they'll have to address. I definitely think Damon Harrison is coming here. I definitely think Olivier Vernon is coming here. And I definitely think Lamar Miller is coming here. And they'll shuffle up some of the deck chairs at running back, have a deep, talented, diverse group of running backs, figure out what they're going to do with second receiver. If some of these tight ends, if Will Tye continues to mature as he did last year, that Giant offense is going to be dynamic. If they address the front four and the back four the way that we've discussed, they're going to be in very good shape. And then all they got to do is deal with the linebacker core. But they got enough money to do all of these things and more. So watch, the Giants are another one of these teams that are going to be in play for everybody, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got the money to spend. And, you know, let's be fair about it. Jerry Reese's job is on the line. So he better make the right choices. And he's not going to be shy about throwing the money around.
Absolutely not. And they're in play and they're spending a lot. I like the Jenkins acquisition because he's a perfect giant corner. Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie is a great two-way corner. Not only is he a real good and top 10 pass defender at the corner position who can turn over the football for you, good run defender. Same thing with Janoris Jenkins. So now you got those bookend guys who are going to help in your run support. I really like the direction they've gone so far. I think they seal some of these other deals that they're rumored to be in play on. It could be a very good season in a wide-open NFC East for the New York Football Giants.
Yep, absolutely. But, you know, again, they're going to spend their money. They better hope these decisions work out right.
Absolutely, Bob. It isn't easy. It is a risk. You'd like to build more like the way the Jaguars and Raiders have done through the draft and fortify. Well, the Giants are a little bereft of talent, so they're going to have to take advantage, spend that money, hope everybody hits in the positive, or a lot hit in the positive, you know, have instant success in the draft, and their fortunes will change. If some of it doesn't go exactly as they expect, whether it be they whiff on some of these free agents, they don't come, or they don't work out when they get here, and their draft picks don't have instant impact, which is not an ideal situation, it could be something disappointing for the Giants, and they could be moving on from Jerry Reese, but not Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, well, McAdoo will be in place for the foreseeable future, but then again, you bring in another general manager, and then you come up with the dynamic that we're never comfortable with, and that's the fact that the guy now in charge didn't hire the guy that's running the football team on the field.
Fortunately for the Giants, they'll make the best of it in that their hierarchy just, I guess they'll make it work, but I think for the Giants' sake, have success so you don't have to make that kind of change.
Yep, that's it.
Opportunities there for you, Jerry. Spend your money, but spend it right. Opportunities there in the draft. Better hit with an impact player at number 10.
Yep. Don't get those top 10 draft picks very often, man. You better make sure you get the right guy.
But the frenzy, man, come 4 o'clock today, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
And we're going to be on top of all of it, Bob, you know, as we move along. But on the other side, Bob, why don't we quickly run down tickets punched before we get out the door? We'll have a lot more NFL and a lot more college football on tomorrow's edition of The Attack, but we'll be back to wrap it up right after this short timeout.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And, you know, it's championship week, and we're having some fun here. Green Bay wins yesterday as they win the Horizon, and they're going to be dancing as well. Their win over Wright State last night, and that was fun. 78-69. Man, bouncing back and forth on the television last night was a really good time. Fairleigh Dickinson winning theirs as well. Austin pays in from the Horizon with an 18-17 record. I believe we actually had mentioned them before. And South Dakota State beating North Dakota State and taking care of their business up there. And our good friend Saul Phillips, the ex-coach of North Dakota State, and having a little bit of fun with that as well. But South Dakota State, after a couple of years hiatus, making their way back into the tournament. More tickets to be punched tonight. And, of course, over the course of the weekend. And we're already lining up our coaches as far as next week to talk about everything that's going on with the tourney, the prospective matchups, and all the other good stuff as some of these teams will make their appearances. We're going to be talking to some guys from Florida Gulf who's back in the dance, and maybe Yale and Northern Iowa. We got a couple of people lined up from various different schools, and we're going to be having some fun as we always do at the accumulation of March Madness. But I want to thank Steve Jacobson for coming on board. A lot of good stuff about Bud Collins today, and a guy that will be missed. You know, like Steve was saying, it was on the cusp of being one of the big four sports. all kinds of American personalities, but it was all coordinated by the late, great Bud Collins. And we want to thank him for coming on board and being a part of the show today. Lots of NFL free agency, which we will continue tomorrow as things become official. But for now, we're going to step aside. Catch us on the Best of Byline, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the network. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.